Mrs. Reynolds, reel 5.
They died and I just, oh, you know, the end of the world come for me, love. I never even asked. He wrote about 6 times and I never, you know.
What were the American and Canadian soldiers like?
Oh, they were good to us, you know. Well, I never had much, you know, they was very good-hearted, you know what I mean? Like they were in the Second War, you know, very good-hearted. Yes, he came from Buffalo, New York. I often say to my kids now, you might have, you know, you don't know how your life's going to turn out, do you really? If I'd have kept with him, I mean, I might have gone out to America and been altogether different, mightn't it?
Yes, you never know.
Yeah.
What sort of light and heat did you have in the factory?
Oh, I don't think we had any heating, love. I don't think we had any heating.
So in winter,
I don't remember. Cold. Yes. But of course, you see, in that Slade's Green place, it had to be a certain temperature, you see, because, as I say, the powder used to melt. See?
Yes. Did you get holidays, like Christmas, Easter?
I don't remember, love. I don't think we had much time off in any case, because especially towards the end, because the war was getting very serious then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't remember, darling.
Was there any sort of decoration in the factory?
Oh, no.
Christmas time?
No. No, I don't remember any.
Did you know much about trade unions?
No. No, nothing until I tell this chap stood on the soapbox and he said, you'll have to get in a union, girls. But I never bothered about it much because I didn't believe in unions, you know, then. But of course I got in it. And as I say, our money did rise. And funny thing, I had my pay, because when this Second War broke out, someone said to me, oh, you know, look at the money you earned in the First War. And I found my old Slade's Green pay ticket. And I must have shown it in the Second War. I must have shown it to someone and lost it. But they didn't believe me when I sat down there earned about 30 shillings a week. They didn't believe me. See, because I was underage.
Yeah.
See, if I'd have been over 21, I would have perhaps earned better money.
About how many women, men and women, were working in the...
Slade's Green?
No.
Oh, thousands.
I know at Woolwich they were, but what about in your cartridge building 5?
Oh, there must have been a lot, love, because the factory went from here, I should think, to right over the other side of the road. And there was like big sections here, like there was us on the benches here, then there was all machines there, and then there was another walk-through, you know what I mean, and like another, massive, I couldn't hear, but there must have been crowds there, love. Crowds.
Was there someone in charge of your work to make sure that you kept at it?
Oh, yes. We had a foreman named Mr. Shepherd. And of course, if we used to have a giggle now and again, like, we used to watch him come up to tell us off, you know, like, and we'd all be looking at him, like, you know, and giggling, you know, and time the poor chap used to come up to us, like, his face used to be blood red. You'd say, go on, girls, get on with your work, you know. Well, you had to have a little giggle. I mean, you keep on for 12 solid hours, you know, work right. I mean, it was nerve-wracking, really. Well, just an hour off for your dinner. See?
When people came to work in the cartridge building with you, would they usually then just stay on in that job?
Oh, yes, I never...
Or come for a few months and decide they couldn't stick it and leave?
Well, I don't know. I all the time I was there, we mostly had our own little click-lock on our own table. I don't remember... I tell you, we all volunteered for Mercury, you know, but as I say, we all came back. Oh, yes, the cheer that went up in that factory with those fitters. Oh, here comes the brave heroes, I was saying. Here they go.
Was there any stealing at the factory of packets and
I don't know about pay packets, but there was thieving going on, yes. You know, of course, as I say, I can't remember. But, yes, I think, you know, there was jewellery and that stolen, you know, as far as I can remember, yes.
So many people together.
Yes.
Did they have any sort of evening classes or any other educational activities you could take part in if you wish?
I don't think so. Not as far as I know, lovey. No, I don't remember.
Probably everyone was too tired.
Well, of course. I tell you, 12 hours, it was a long time.
Were there any married women with children working there?
Not on my bench, lovey. No, I think they was mostly single girls. Mostly, as far as I know. Well, women never used to go out to work as much. Although I dare say some of them had to go out because the soldiers' pay was very, very low, wasn't it? No, not on our bench. We was all like, well, you know, as I say, we all kept in. There was about, I suppose there was about 10 of us on our bench. And our overseer, oh, she was handsome. Gaby. She had a big bosom, you know. And, of course, we say, oh, I bet she's no good, you know. She said, but she was really handsome. All the men used to go for her, you know. But she used to sit on our table so that, like, we couldn't very well, like, have too much of a lark, you know what I mean? Because there was about, I suppose she had about 6 tables to see to, but I suppose she thought we was the worst of us lot, you know, so she used to come and sit at our table.
What was her duty as overseer?
Well, she'd never used to do a lot, like, just, you know, supervise. In fact, I tell you, I've got down in that cell, I've got a big, great big photograph open. I've got all those photographs down there, you know. I keep saying I'm going to try and get them out because, you know, I shall never, well, they'll never come back again those days, will they? Never. Yeah, she was lovely, old Gaby.
Oh, that's wonderful you've been able to save them. Did you get a holiday during the year? I don't mean Christmas, I mean something like a week off in the summer.
I don't remember, love. I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't ever remember going your way in any case. So. See, because things got very tough towards the end of the war.
Yes. I suppose there probably must have been some married women working there.
Oh, I expect there were.
I wondered how they managed to take care of their families as well.
No,
that must have been really, really a job.
Yes, I don't have any nurseries or anything. I can't. Well, of course, you see, I wasn't interested in married women, really, love. I was only about 17. But no, I don't know anything about that. There was no married women on our. I think old Gaby was married, or she had a man friend or something, because she was about 27, which was like an old woman to us in those times, wasn't it? 27, but she was handsome.
If you didn't feel well, was there?
Oh yes. Oh yes. Dear Lady Barker was lovely like that. Yeah. Oh yes. But the hospital was almost pacing me.
Would they be good to you if you went, or would they...
Well, I never went, darling. No. I never went.
You were very lucky.
Yes, yeah. Well, I've been lucky all my lifetime. As regards the illness, now, I'm never... Well, even now, I mean, I still work for my living. I mean, not like some women at my age are old women, aren't they? 76, aren't they? They drive me mad, don't they? Drive me mad.
It's never empty.
I don't know what I'm going to... I said, I don't know what you're going to do when I die. They said, well, you can't die. But I'm as happy as a flower's in there. The first machine here, like, it's my bench, so she worked there.
Next to you?
Yes, yeah, like on the thingy bar. I've got a photograph of her in a group. Because I think I'm the only one that's got it, because her husband, when he married her, like, he tore them all up because she was on the fat side, you know. But I used to be ever so ill sometimes, kid. She used to bring me home. You know, first train running in, I used to have terrible bilious attacks then, and they used to hide me under the bench, you know, like lay me down flat so that no one wouldn't see me. And then she'd say, she was ever so good, I still see her now. She'd say, come on, girl, we used to catch the first train home like that. I'd have my head hanging out the window like being sick all the time. You know, oh, God. But thank God I don't have them now. Yes.
Were they caused by your work in the factory?
I don't think so, love. I think it was, when I was a kiddie, I had a very bad operation, and I should have gone back, and I never went back. And I think I had a slight hernia from that day, that was in 1917, until the Second War broke out. And they rushed me off one night at 10 o'clock, and they had me on the operating table at 11 o'clock. I think I'd had that hernia, but of course it strangulated, you see.
Yeah.
But no, I think that was the cause of the... But they used to push me under, like, all have their feet there so that the governor or the foreman couldn't see I was under there, yeah. And bring me home when they... Well, otherwise I'd have lost my money, you see. Well, you know, money was money in those times, you know what I mean, love? So they used to bring me home on the first... About 5 o'clock, I think, the first train used to run into London.
When you got to the factory at Woolwich, did you have to sign in or... something, or did someone go round and call off the names just to make sure?
I don't remember, darling. I don't remember that, love. I suppose they must have come round. I believe, and I don't want to tell you a lie, I believe they used to come round after we'd been there about an hour, you know, with the paper and checking, I think, as far as I remember.
Well, that way they wouldn't be able to tell if you were late or not.
No.
Just as long as you were there.
That's right, yes, yeah.
So that would be different from Slade's Green, because there,
if
you missed that train.
Yes, that's right, you had to run that nearly two, well, it was ever such a long way, I know. So I tell you, the Tommies used to be there, like, with their... I said, give us a bunk out for Tuppence. Boy, they said, go on, get in, girl, you know. Well, I mean, they used to be pleased with that, you know. But, he was an old beast, old... Percy, his name was, I can see him now. Going back to London, it was a long way to go back, wasn't it? Lose a day's work. Yeah. So we sent a deputation, I don't know whether... Well, someone did, I didn't, to the... You know, to, I suppose, one of the MPs in Parliament. You know, we got that stopped. But in this old train, I tell you, we used to sit there, and if the rain used to come through, I'd say, oh, blimey, look, I reckon this train was made in the day of old Adam.
Were you often home when there was an air raid?
Well, it was only because of my shift I was on, you see, lovey. If I was day work, we'd be home, I used to be home about up our states. We used to go from 7 to 7, you see, in the daytime, and 7 to 7 at night. Well, if it was, because there wasn't so many raids, nowhere near as many as what we got in the Second War, of course. But of course there was raids. But we used to go over to this baths, you know, and I don't know whether I invented it, but because we used to sing a song, When the Harvest Moon is Shining, Sweet Eileen. I don't know if they got the record, you know. And so I invented the song. We used to sing, When a Great Big Moon is Shining, Do Beware, for the Germans send their gothers. They used to call them gothers, you see. The Germans send their gothers through the air. And as we fire our guns, they drop their great big bombs. When the harvest moon is shining, do beware. And, of course, the women used to tell me off. They said, don't sing that, you'll frighten the kids, you know. But, as I say, I was so patriotic and, I thought the war was the most marvellous thing on earth, you know. And another thing, we used to go to Charing Cross and we used to watch the wounded come in the Red Cross... What do you call them? Ambulances, yeah. And we used to throw, like, roses into them, or flowers, like, into the boys as they was laying on in the ambulances, yeah.
What condition did they seem to be in?
Well, they never used to let us look at them, like, we just used to throw, like, flowers into them, that's all.
Were any of them well enough to wave to you or call out?
I don't remember any, I love. Because there was a lot of soldiers walking about, like, because they used to wear, I think it was a... kind of a blue unit, like a blue dressing gown, like a long gown they used to wear in hospitals, you know, and of course someone was very badly wounded.
How did you get the idea of going to the public baths for a raid?
Well, it was like opened out, like for an air raid shelter, you see, all the people around our way used to run into it. That was round in Camberwell. It's still there now. Still there. And I think they still do there's public baths and the washing baths, know what I mean? Yes, as far as I know, it's still there.
So that was an official shelter?
Oh, yes, I suppose so, yes. Mm.
You told me that at Slade's Green you had to fill 60 shells a day
yes.
to qualify for a bonus pay.
Five shilling bonus, that's yes. right, dear.
Were you required to work at a certain speed at Woolwich?
Oh, no. We used to just carry on, you know. I don't think so, love. No, I'm sure we didn't. See, we used to have these trays with little holes in, like, and we used to just scoop up the little bits of lead. And mind you, we were quick. I dare say if we didn't do, like, a certain amount, we would have got told off, you know. Because I told you about our former Mr. Shepherd, you know. Because we used to play him up. Though we worked, you know. But I suppose he would have told us off if we didn't do a certain amount. And this one, I've just had an answer from her letter. She used to work, all these bullets used to like slide down a kind of a slide. I don't know whether it was to fix the, you know, like fix, see, because they like, they had a hole in, of course, you know what I mean? See, they was like about as big as that, you see, and there was a hole there. So we used to have to put the lead in there. Well, whether they used to like put a little cap on to keep the lead in, I don't know, because I never wasn't that interested really, like, because it wasn't my work, you see.
Your shells, your cartridges were in small trays.
Yes, upside down, you
yes.
see.
Mm.
That's a Woolwich.
Many? How many would there be in a train?
Oh, a good few, darling. As far as the trays are about... 100? Yeah, trays are about... Yes, trays are about as big as that. And they were all like little holes, know what I mean?
Yes.
And they were about, as far as I can remember, about as big as that, I'm sure they
about
were.
About a foot, 18
yeah,
inches.
I should think so, yes. Yes, I should imagine so, yes, love. Yes, and they were all turned upside down, see?
And how were you supplied with the trays? Did you go and fetch them, or did someone keep bringing you new ones?
I can't remember, love. I can't remember that. I believe they used to be stacked at the edge of our bench, as far as I can remember. I don't want to tell you no lies, lovey, but of course it's a long time ago, you see. See? Oh, yes, I think they used to stack them at the side. See, we used to just pick them up. I don't know who used to take them away. I don't know if the men used to, because they was... See, when you got a few, they used to be pretty heavy, like, you know, but I can't remember if the men took them away or not.